Phoebe Young is a professor from the University of Colorado, a student of history, and is studying the history of tents and camping in America. And the most recent chapter in that history has to do with the folks at Occupy. What's the connection?
The Occupy movement, which, as we know, is about a whole lot of things, its most visible symbol was the encampments in various cities. So the tent itself became a real object that people gravitated to, this vision of these tents in the cities. And so what I do is look at why is it that we found the tent so interesting and appealing to think about.
Okay, why did we?
There are a history of public protests using tents, and Occupy is just the latest instance. It seems like a kind of oddity on the political landscape. But if you look back through history from the 1960s with encampments at the National Mall, back through the 1930s with the bonus army of Depression-era protesters and unemployed, and even back into the late 19th century, you find a history of this kind of protest where the tent creates a kind of visible insistence that the protesters aren't going away.
Is there also an identification with the everyman persona that helped raise the contrast between the 1% and the protesters?
Absolutely. Camping is an activity that's so deeply associated with American life and everyday recreational activities, right? It's not a high-class vacation in that sense. And so to go camping definitely communicates a sense of ordinary Americanness and real connection to the nation.
Within the Occupy history, the tent encampments pretty much parallel the visibility of the whole movement. That's not a coincidence.
Not at all. And in fact, because there were so many different concerns swirling among occupiers that unified in the discourse about wealth inequality, but so many different local issues that animated Occupy, the one thing that really unified them was this desire to hold the space. And so that's part of what became the signature vision of Occupy, was in fact the tent and camping on this particular space that really contributed towards the visibility of the movement, that despite all the variety of concerns, that there were tents at all these places.
At the same time, there's a school of thought that so much emphasis got put on defending the encampments that the bigger issues got lost along the way.
Yeah, I definitely think there's some truth to that, that because so much of the effort got invested in the right to occupy itself, that it was harder to read the multiple concerns that Occupy was raising. And once the encampments were evicted, it made it harder for that effort to sustain itself. Although I do think that the language of wealth inequality and the 1% is something that has lasted in the way that we talk about politics and economy.
Phoebe Young is going to be speaking at Sonoma State tomorrow beginning at noon. You can hear these ideas expanded at length there. And in the meantime, we thank you very much for talking with us here and now.
Thank you, Chris.